The UN political affairs chief traveled to Somalia to show solidarity with the government and people. He said the organization is committed to helping the country realize its full potential.
I'm here basically to reinforce, to demonstrate the support that the United Nations has for the people and the government of Somalia, as Somalia addresses a number of challenges, from the drought to security to the political agenda going forward.
Mr. Feltman met with the chair of the National Independent Electoral Commission in the capital, Mogadishu, on Thursday. The commission is working to put structures in place so that Somalia can hold universal elections in the coming years. In May, it inaugurated an office that will oversee the registration of political parties. Halima Ibrahim is the commission's chairperson.
We have been working on how to build the capacity of this institution and also how to gain the political acceptance from the major angles of Somalis, whether they are politicians or whether they are civil society or whether they are the government is who are leading the process.
During a meeting with Prime Minister Hassan Kerr, Mr. Feltman heard about renewed optimism in Somalia following the election of President Farmajo in February.
There is a sense of unity in the country in a different way of which civil society, religious leaders, women and youth and every other group in the society are now willing to join, contribute, take part, and people see hope.
The senior UN official expressed optimism about the progress the country is making.
I don't want to underestimate the challenges that Somalia is facing. We're all very much aware of that. And I think about the Somalis dealing with the drought this year, for example, as being an additional challenge. But nevertheless, despite the very real challenges, I sense a real forward momentum in terms of political developments, in terms of reform and transparency, in terms of things like moving toward a one-person, one-vote electoral system for 2020 parliamentary elections.
Mr. Feltman commended the government's commitment to deliver results to all Somalis, citing examples such as job creation, fighting corruption, and improving security. He also urged the authorities to continue addressing critical issues, such as concluding a constitutional review process. Deanne Penn, United Nations.